Genesis chapter 11. The Tower of Babel. The confusion of tongues. The genealogy of Sem down to Abram. 11:1. And the earth was of one tongue, and of the same speech. 11:2. And when they removed from the east, they found a plain in the land of Sinar, and dwelt in it. 11:3. And each one said to his neighbor, Come let us make brick, and bake them with fire. And they had brick instead of stones, and slime instead of mortar. 11:4. And they said, Come, let us make a city and a tower, the top whereof may reach to heaven. And let us make our name famous before we be scattered abroad into all lands. 11:5. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of Adam were building. 11:6. And he said, Behold, it is one people, and all have one tongue. And they have begun to do this, neither will they leave off from their designs, till they accomplish them indeed. 11:7. Come ye, therefore, let us go down, and there confound their tongue, that they may not understand one another's speech. 11:8. And so the Lord scattered them from that place into all lands, and they ceased to build the city. 11:9. And therefore the name thereof was called Babel, because there the language of the whole earth was confounded. And from thence the Lord scattered them abroad upon the face of all countries. Babel, that is, confusion. 11:10. These are the generations of Sem. Sem was 100 years old when he begot Arphaxad, 2 years after the flood. 11:11. And Sem lived after he begot Arphaxad, 500 years, and begot sons and daughters. 11:12. And Arphaxad lived 35 years, and begot Sale. 11:13. And Arphaxad lived after he begot Sale, 303 years, and begot sons and daughters. 11:14. Sale also lived 30 years, and begot Heber. 11:15. And Sale lived after he begot Heber, 403 years, and begot sons and daughters. 11:16. And Heber lived 34 years, and begot Phaleg. 11:17. And Heber lived after he begot Phaleg, 430 years, and begot sons and daughters. 11:18. Phaleg also lived 30 years, and begot Reu. 11:19. And Phaleg lived after he begot Reu, 209 years, and begot sons and daughters. 11:20. And Reu lived 32 years, and begot Serug. 11:21. And Reu lived after he begot Serug, 207 years, and begot sons and daughters. 11:22. And Serug lived 30 years, and begot Nachor. 11:23. And Serug lived after he begot Nachor, 200 years, and begot sons and daughters. 11:24. And Nachor lived 29 years, and begot Ther. 11:25. And Nachor lived after he begot Ther, 119 years, and begot sons and daughters. 11:26. And Ther lived 70 years, and begot Abram, and Nachor, and Aaron. 11:27. And these are the generations of Ther. Ther begot Abram, Nachor, and Aaron. And Aaron begot Lot. 11:28. And Aaron died before Ther his father, in the land of his nativity in Ur of the Chaldees. 11:29. And Abram and Nachor married wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nachor's wife, Melter, the daughter of Aaron, father of Melcha and father of Jephthah. 11:30. And Sarai was barren, and had no children. 11:31. And Ther took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Aaron, his son's son, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, the wife of Abram his son, and brought them out of Ur of the Chaldees, to go into the land of Canaan. And they came as far as Haran, and dwelt there. 11:32. And the days of Ther were 205 years, and he died in Haran. Genesis chapter 12. The call of Abram, and the promise made to him. He sojourneth in Canaan, and then by occasion of a famine, goeth down to Egypt. 12:1. And the Lord said to Abram, Go forth out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and out of thy father's house, and come into the land which I shall shew thee. 12:2. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and magnify thy name, and thou shalt be blessed. 12:3. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. 12:4. So Abram went out as the Lord had commanded him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he went forth from Haran. 12:5. And he took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all the substance which they had gathered, and the souls which they had gotten in Haran. And they went out to go into the land of Canaan. And when they were come into it, 12:6. Abram passed through the country unto the place of Sichem, as far as the noble vale. Now the Chananite was at that time in the land. 12:7. And the Lord appeared to Abram, and said to him, To thy seed will I give this land. And he built there an altar to the Lord, who had appeared to him. 12:8. And passing on from thence to a mountain, that was on the east side of Bethel, he there pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and Hai on the east. He built there also an altar to the Lord, and called upon his name. 12:9. And Abram went forward, going and proceeding unto the south. 12:10. And there came a famine in the country, and Abram went down into Egypt, to sojourn there. For the famine was very grievous in the land. 12:11. And when he was near to enter into Egypt, he said to Sarai his wife, I know that thou art a beautiful woman. 12:12. And that when the Egyptians shall see thee, they will say, She is his wife, and they will kill me, and keep thee. 12:13. Say, therefore, I pray thee, that thou art my sister, that I may be well used for thee, and that my soul may live for thy sake. My sister. This was no lie, because she was his niece, being daughter to his brother Aaron, and therefore, in the style of the Hebrews, she might truly be called his sister, as Lot is called Abram's brother, general. 14:14. See General 20:12. 12:14. And when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians saw the women that she was very beautiful. 12:15. And the princes told Pharaoh, and praised her before him. And the woman was taken into the house of Pharaoh. 12:16. And they used Abram well for her sake. And he had sheep and oxen and the asses, and men servants, and maid servants, and she asses, and camels. 12:17. But the Lord scourged Pharaoh and his house with most grievous stripes for Sarai, Abram's wife. 12:18. And Pharaoh called Abram, and said to him, What is this that thou hast done to me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? 12:19. For what cause didst thou say, She was thy sister, that I might take her to my wife? Now therefore there is thy wife, take her, and go thy way. 12:20. And Pharaoh gave his men orders concerning Abram, and they led him away and his wife, and all that he had. Genesis chapter 13. Abram and Lot part from each other. God's promise to Abram. 13:1. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him into the south. 13:2. And he was very rich in possession of gold and silver. 13:3. And he returned by the way that he came, from the south to Bethel, to the place where before he had pitched his tent between Bethel and Hai. 13:4. In the place of the altar which he had made before, and there he called upon the name of the Lord. 13:5. But Lot also, who was with Abram, had flocks of sheep, and herds of beasts, and tents. 13:6. Neither was the land able to bear them, that they might dwell together. For their substance was great, and they could not dwell together. 13:7. Whereupon also there arose a strife between the herdsmen of Abram and of Lot. And at that time the Chananite and the Pharaite dwelt in the country. 13:8. Abram therefore said to Lot, Let there be no quarrel, I beseech thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen. For we are brethren. 13:9. Behold, the whole land is before thee. Depart from me, I pray thee. If thou wilt go to the left hand, I will take the right. If thou choose the right hand, I will pass to the left. 13:10. And Lot lifting up his eyes, saw all the country about the Jordan, which was watered throughout, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, as the paradise of the Lord, and like Egypt as one comes to sever. 13:11. And Lot chose to himself the country about the Jordan, and he departed from the east. And they were separated one brother from the other. 13:12. Abram dwelt in the land of Chanaan, and Lot abode in the towns that were about the Jordan, and dwelt in Sodom. 13:13. And the men of Sodom were very wicked, and sinners before the face of the Lord beyond measure. 13:14. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot was separated from him, Lift up thy eyes, and look from the place wherein thou now art, to the north and to the south, to the east and to the west. 13:15. All the land which thou seest, I will give to thee, and to thy seed forever. 13:16. And I will make thy seed of the dust of the earth. If any man be able to number the dust of the earth, he shall be able to number thy seed also. 13:17. Arise and walk through the land in the length and the breadth thereof, for I will give it to thee. 13:18. So Abram, removing his tent, came and dwelt by the vale of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and he built there an altar to the Lord. Genesis chapter 14. The expedition of the four kings. The victory of Abram. He is blessed by Melchizedek. 14:1. And it came to pass at that time that Amraphel, king of Sinar, and Arioch, king of Pontus, and Chadalahemer, king of the Elamites, and Thadal, king of nations, 14:2, made war against Bara, king of Sodom, and against Belurza, king of Gomorrah, and against Sinab, king of Adama, and against Semeber, king of Seboim, and against the king of Bala, which is Sever. 14:3. All these came together into the woodland vale, which now is the Salt Sea. 14:4. For they had served Chadalahemer 12 years, and in the 13th year they revolted from him. 14:5. And in the 14th year came Chadalahemer, and the kings that were with him. And they smote the Raphim in Astarath-Karnaim, and the Zuzim with them, and the Amim in Savath-Kariath-Daim. 14:6. And the Koreans in the mountains of Seir, even to the plains of Faran, which is in the wilderness. 14:7. And they returned, and came to the fountain of Misphat, the same as Cades. And they smote all the country of the Amalekites, and the Amorian that dwelt in Asasanthamrah. 14:8. And the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Adama, and the king of Seboim, and the king of Bala, which is Seger, went out. And they set themselves against them in battle array, in the woodland vale. 14:9. To wit, against Chadalahemer king of the Elamites, and Thadal king of nations, and Amraphel king of Sinar, and Arioch king of Pontus. 4 kings against 5. 14:10. Now the woodland vale had many pits of slime. And the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah turned their backs, and were overthrown there. And they that remained, fled to the mountain of slime, bituminous. This was a kind of pitch, which served for mortar in the building of Babel, General 11:3, and was used by Noah in pitching the ark. 14:11. And they took all the substance of the Sodomites, and Gomorrahites, and all their victuals, and went their way. 14:12. And Lot also, the son of Abram's brother, who dwelt in Sodom, and his substance. 14:13. And behold, one that had escaped told Abram the Hebrew, who dwelt in the vale of Mamre the Amorite, the brother of Eshcol, and the brother of Aner. For these had made a league with Abram. 14:14. Which when Abram had heard, to wit, that his brother Lot was taken, he numbered of the servants born in his house 318, well appointed, and pursued them to Dan. 14:15. And dividing his company, he rushed upon them in the night, and defeated them, and pursued them as far as Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. 14:16. And he brought back all the substance, and Lot his brother, with his substance, the women also, and the people. 14:17. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him, after he returned from the slaughter of Chadalahemer, and of the kings that were with him in the vale of Save, which is the king's vale. 14:18. But Melchizedek, the king of Salem, bringing forth bread and wine, for he was the priest of the Most High God, 14:19, blessed him, and said, Blessed be Abram by the Most High God, who created heaven and earth. 14:20, and blessed be the Most High God, by whose protection the enemies are in thy hands, and he gave him the tithes of all. 14:21, and the king of Sodom said to Abram, Give me the persons, and the rest take to thyself. 14:22, and he answered him, I lift up my hand to the Lord God the Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth. 14:23. That from the very whiff thread unto the shoe latchet, I will not take of any things that are thine, lest thou say, I have enriched Abram. 14:24. Except such things as the young men have eaten, and the shares of the men that came with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre, these shall take their shares. Genesis chapter 15. God promiseth seed to Abram. His faith, sacrifice and vision. 15:1. Now when these things were done, the word of the Lord came to Abram by a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy protector, and thy reward exceeding great. 15:2. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me? I shall go without children, and the son of the steward of my house is this Damascus Eliezer. 15:3. And Abram added, But to me thou hast not given seed, and lo, my servant born in my house shall be my heir. 15:4. And immediately the word of the Lord came to him, saying, He shall not be thy heir, but he that shall come out of thy bowels, him shalt thou have for thy heir. 15:5. And he brought him forth abroad, and said to him, Look up to heaven and number the stars if thou canst. And he said to him, So shall thy seed be. 15:6. Abram believed God, and it was reputed to him unto justice. 15:7. And he said to him, I am the Lord who brought thee out from Ur of the Chaldees, to give thee this land, and that thou mightest possess it. 15:8. But he said, Lord God, whereby may I know that I shall possess it? 15:9. And the Lord answered, and said, Take me a cow of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years, and a ram of 3 years, a turtle also, and a pigeon. 15:10. And he took all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid the two pieces of each one against the other. But the birds he divided not. 15:11. And the fowls came down upon the carcasses, and Abram drove them away. 15:12. And when the sun was setting, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and a great and darksome horror seized upon him. 15:13. And it was said unto him, Know thou beforehand that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land not their own, and they shall bring them under bondage, and afflict them 400 years. 15:14. But I will judge the nation which they shall serve, and after this they shall come out with great substance. 15:15. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, and be buried in a good old age. 15:16. But in the fourth generation they shall return hither. For as yet the iniquities of the Amorites are not at the full until this present time. 15:17. And when the sun was set, there arose a dark mist, and there appeared a smoking furnace, and a lamp of fire passing between those divisions. 15:18. That day God made a covenant with Abram, saying, To thy seed will I give this land, from the river to Egypt even to the great river Euphrates. 15:19. The Sinians, and Senizzites, the Sedmanites. 15:20. And the Hethites, and the Pharaites, the Raphim also. 15:21. And the Amorites, and the Chanaanites, and the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. Genesis chapter 16. Abram marrieth Hagar, who bringeth forth Ishmael. 16:1. Now Sarai, the wife of Abram, had brought forth no children, but having a handmaid, an Egyptian, named Hagar. 16:2. She said to her husband, Behold, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. Go in unto my handmaid, it may be I may have children of her at least. And when he agreed to her request, 16:3, she took Hagar the Egyptian her handmaid, 10 years after they first dwelt in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband to wife. To wife. Plurality of wives, though contrary to the primitive institution of marriage, General 2.24, was by divine dispensation allowed to the patriarchs, which allowance seems to have continued during the time of the law of Moses. But Christ our Lord reduced marriage to its primitive institution. Matt 19:16:4. And he went into her. But she perceiving that she was with child, despised her mistress. 16:5. And Sarai said to Abram, Thou dost unjustly with me. I gave my handmaid into thy bosom, and she perceiving herself to be with child, despiseth me. The Lord judge between me and thee. 16:6. And Abram made answer, and said to her, Behold, thy handmaid is in thy own hand, use her as it pleaseth thee. And when Sarai afflicted her, she ran away. 16:7. And the angel of the Lord having found her, by a fountain of water in the wilderness, which is in the way to Sir in the desert. 16:8. He said to her, Hagar, handmaid of Sarai, whence comest thou, and whither goest thou? And she answered, I flee from the face of Sarai, my mistress. 16:9. And the angel of the Lord said to her, Return to thy mistress, and humble thyself under her hand. 16:10. And again he said, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, and it shall not be numbered for multitude. 16:11. And again, Behold, said he, Thou art with child, and thou shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. 16:12. He shall be a wild man, his hand will be against all men, and all men's hands against him, and he shall pitch his tents over against all his brethren. 16:13. And she called the name of the Lord that spoke unto her, thou the God who hast seen me? For she said, Verily, here have I seen the hinder parts of him that seeth me. 16:14. Therefore she called that well, the well of him that liveth and seeth me. The same is between Cades and Barad. 16:15. And Agar brought forth a son to Abram, who called his name Ishmael. 16:16. Abram was fourscore and 6 years old when Agar brought him forth Ishmael. Genesis chapter 17. The covenant of circumcision. 17:1. And after he began to be 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him, and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me, and be perfect. 17:2. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. 17:3. Abram fell flat on his face. 17:4. And God said to him, I am, and my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. 17:5. Neither shall thy name be called any more Abram, but thou shalt be called Abraham, because I have made thee a father of many nations. Abram, in the Hebrew, signifies a high father, but Abraham, the father of the multitude. Sarai signifies my lady, but Sarah absolutely lady. 17:6. And I will make thee increase exceedingly, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. 17:7. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and between thy seed after thee and their generations, by a perpetual covenant, to be a God to thee, and to thy seed after thee. 17:8. And I will give to thee, and to thy seed, the land of thy sojournment, all the land of Canaan, for a perpetual possession, and I will be their God. 17:9. Again God said to Abraham, And thou therefore shalt keep my covenant, and thy seed after thee in their generations. 17:10. This is my covenant which you shall observe between me and you, and thy seed after thee. All the male kind of you shall be circumcised. 17:11. And you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, that it may be for a sign of the covenant between me and you. 17:12. An infant of 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations. He that is born in the house, as well as the bondservant, shall be circumcised, and whosoever is not of your stock. 17:13. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for a perpetual covenant. 17:14. The male whose flesh of his foreskin shall not be circumcised, that soul shall be destroyed out of his people, because he hath broken my covenant. 17:15. God said also to Abraham, Sarai thy wife thou shalt not call Sarai, but Sarah. 17:16. And I will bless her, and of her I will give thee a son, whom I will bless, and he shall become nations, and kings of people shall spring from him. 17:17. Abraham fell upon his face, and left, saying in his heart, Shall a son, thinkest thou, be born to him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bring forth? 17:18. And he said to God, Oh, that Ishmael may live before thee. 17:19. And God said to Abraham, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for a perpetual covenant, and with his seed after him. 17:20. And as for Ishmael I have also heard thee. Behold, I will bless him, and increase, and multiply him exceedingly. He shall beget 12 chiefs, and I will make him a great nation. 17:21. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bring forth to thee at this time in the next year. 17:22. And when he had left off speaking with him, God went up from Abraham. 17:23. And Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, and all whom he had bought, every male among the men of his house. And he circumcised the flesh of their foreskin forthwith the very same day, as God had commanded him. 17:24. Abraham was 99 years old, when he circumcised the flesh of his foreskin. 17:25. And Ishmael his son was full 13 years old at the time of his circumcision. 17:26. The selfsame day was Abraham circumcised and Ishmael his son. 17:27. And all the men of his house, as well they that were born in his house, as the bondservants and strangers, were circumcised with him. Genesis chapter 18. Angels are entertained by Abraham. They foretell the birth of Isaac. Abraham's prayer for the men of Sodom. 18:1. And the Lord appeared to him in the vale of Mamre as he was sitting at the door of his tent, in the very heat of the day. 18:2. And when he had lifted up his eyes, there appeared to him three men standing near to him. And as soon as he saw them, he ran to meet them from the door of his tent, and adored down to the ground. 18:3. And he said, Lord, if I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away from thy servant. 18:4. But I will fetch a little water, and wash ye your feet, and rest ye under the tree. 18:5. And I will set a morsel of bread, and strengthen ye your heart, afterwards ye shall pass on. For therefore are you come aside to your servant. And they said, Do as thou hast spoken. 18:6. Abraham made haste into the tent to Sarah, and said to her, Make haste, temper together three measures of flour, and make cakes upon the hearth. 18:7. And he himself ran to the herd, and took from thence a calf, very tender and very good, and gave it to a young man, who made haste and boiled it. 18:8. He took also butter and milk, and the calf which he had boiled, and set before them. But he stood by them under the tree. 18:9. And when they had eaten, they said to him, Where is Sarah thy wife? He answered, Lo, she is in the tent. 18:10. And he said to him, I will return and come to thee at this time, life accompanying, and Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. Which when Sarah heard, she laughed behind the door of the tent. 18:11. Now they were both old, and far advanced in years, and it had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. 18:12. And she laughed secretly, saying, After I am grown old, and my lord is an old man, shall I give myself to pleasure? 18:13. And the Lord said to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I, who am an old woman, bear a child indeed? 18:14. Is there anything hard to God? According to appointment I will return to thee at this same time, life accompanying, and Sarah shall have a son. 18:15. Sarah denied, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. But the Lord said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. 18:16. And when the men rose up from thence, they turned their eyes toward Sodom. And Abraham walked with them, bringing them on the way. 18:17. And the Lord said, Can I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? 18:18. Seeing he shall become a great and mighty nation, and in him all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. 18:19. For I know that he will command his children, and his household after him, to keep the way of the Lord, and do judgment and justice, that for Abraham's sake, the Lord may bring to effect all the things he hath spoken unto him. 18:20. And the Lord said, The cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is multiplied, and their sin is become exceedingly grievous. 18:21. I will go down and see whether they have done according to the cry that is come to me, or whether it be not so, that I may know. I will go down, etc. The Lord here accommodates his discourse to the way of speaking and acting amongst men. For he knoweth all things, and needeth not to go anywhere for information. Note here, that two of the three angels went away immediately for Sodom, whilst the third, who represented the Lord, remained with Abraham. 18:22. And they turned themselves from thence, and went their way to Sodom. But Abraham was yet stood before the Lord. 18:23. And drawing nigh, he said, Wilt thou destroy the just with the wicked? 18:24. If there be 50 just men in the city, shall they perish withal? And wilt thou not spare that place for the sake of the 50 just, if they be therein? 18:25. Far be it from thee to do this thing, and to slay the just with the wicked, and for the just to be in like case as the wicked. This is not beseeming thee. Thou who judgest all the earth, wilt not make this judgment. 18:26. And the Lord said to him, If I find in Sodom 50 just within the city, I will spare the whole place for their sake. 18:27. And Abraham answered, and said, Seeing I have once begun, I will speak to my Lord, whereas I am dust and ashes. 18:28. What if there be 5 less than 50 just persons? Wilt thou for 45 destroy the whole city? And he said, I will not destroy it, if I find 45. 18:29. And again he said to him, But if 40 be found there, what wilt thou do? He said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 40. 18:30. Lord, saith he, Be not angry, I beseech thee, if I speak, What if 30 shall be found there? He answered. I will not do it, if I find 30 there. 1831. Seeing, saith he, I have once begun, I will speak to my Lord. What if 20 be found there? He said. I will not destroy it for the sake of 20. 1832. I beseech thee, saith he, be not angry, Lord, if I speak yet once more. What if 10 shall be found there? And he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. 1833. And the Lord departed, after he had left speaking to Abraham. And Abraham returned to his place. Genesis chapter 19. Lot, entertaining angels in his house, is delivered from Sodom, which is destroyed. His wife for looking back is turned into a statue of salt. 19:1. And the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of the city. And seeing them, he rose up and went to meet them, and worshipped prostrate to the ground. 19:2. And said, I beseech you, my lords, turn into the house of your servant, and lodge there. Wash your feet, and in the morning you shall go on your way. And they said, No, but we will abide in the street. 19:3. He pressed them very much to turn in unto him. And when they were come into his house, he made them a feast, and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. 19:4. But before they went to bed, the men of the city beset the house, both young and old, all the people together. 19:5. And they called Lot, and said to him, Where are the men that came into thee at night? Bring them out hither, that we may know them. 19:6. Lot went out to them, and shut the door after him, and said, 19:7. Do not so, I beseech you, my brethren, do not commit this evil. 19:8. I have two daughters who, as yet, have not known man. I will bring them out to you, and abuse you them as it shall please you, so that you do no evil to these men, because they are come in under the shadow of my roof. 19:9. But they said, Get thee back thither. And again, Thou camest in, said they, as a stranger, was it to be a judge? Therefore we will afflict thee more than them. And they pressed very violently upon Lot, and they were even at the point of breaking open the doors. 19:10. And behold, the men put out their hand, and drew in Lot unto them, and shut the door. 19:11. And them that were without, they struck with blindness from the least to the greatest, so that they could not find the door. 19:12. And they said to Lot, Hast thou here any of thine son-in-law, or sons, or daughters? All that are thine bring them out of this city. 19:13. For we will destroy this place, because their cry is grown loud before the Lord, who hath sent us to destroy them. 19:14. So Lot went out, and spoke to his sons-in-law that were to have his daughters, and said, Arise, get you out of this place, because the Lord will destroy this city. And he seemed to them to speak as it were in jest. 19:15. And when it was morning, the angels pressed him, saying, Arise, take thy wife, and the two daughters that thou hast, lest thou also perish in the wickedness of the city. 19:16. And as he lingered, they took his hand, and the hand of his wife, and of his two daughters, because the Lord spared him. 19:17. And they brought him forth, and set him without the city. And there they spoke to him, saying, Save thy life. Look not back, neither stay now in all the country about, but save thyself in the mountain, lest thou be also consumed. 19:18. And Lot said to them, I beseech thee, my Lord. 19:19. Because thy servant hath found grace before thee, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shewn to me, in saving my life, and I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil seize me, and I die. 19:20. There is this city here at hand, to which I may flee. It is a little one, and I shall be saved in it. Is it not a little one, and my soul shall live? 19:21. And he said to him, Behold also in this, I have heard thy prayers, not to destroy the city for which thou hast spoken. 19:22. Make haste, and be saved there, because I cannot do anything till thou go in thither. Therefore the name of that city was called Sever. Sever. That is, a little one. 19:23. The sun was risen upon the earth, and Lot entered into Sever. 19:24. And the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. 19:25. And he destroyed these cities, and all the country about, all the inhabitants of the cities, and all things that spring from the earth. 1926. And his wife looking behind her was turned into a statue of salt, and his wife as a standing memorial to the servants of God to proceed in virtue, and not to look back to vice or its allurements. 1927. And Abraham got up early in the morning, and in the place where he had stood before with the Lord. 1928. He looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and the whole land of that country, and he saw the ashes rise up from the earth as the smoke of a furnace. 1929. Now when God destroyed the cities of that country, remembering Abraham, he delivered Lot out of the destruction of the cities wherein he had dwelt. 1930. And Lot went up out of Seir, and abode in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he was afraid to stay in Seir, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters with him. 1931. And the elder said to the younger, Our father is old, and there is no man left on the earth to come in unto us after the manner of the whole earth. 1932. Come, let us make him drunk with wine, and let us lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. 1933. And they made their father drink wine that night. And the elder went in, and lay with her father. But he perceived not, neither when his daughter lay down, nor when she rose up. 1934. And the next day the elder said to the younger, Behold, I lay last night with my father, let us make him drink wine also tonight, and thou shalt lie with him, that we may save seed of our father. 1935. They made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger daughter went in, and lay with him. And neither then did he perceive when she lay down, nor when she rose up. 1936. So the two daughters of Lot were with child by their father. 1937. And the elder bore a son, and she called his name Moab. He is the father of the Moabites unto this day. 1938. The younger also bore a son, and she called his name Ammon. That is, the son of my people. He is the father of the Ammonites unto this day. Genesis chapter 20. Abraham sojourned in Gerara. Sarah is taken into King Abimelech's house, but by God's commandment is restored and touched. 20:1. Abraham removed from thence to the south country, and dwelt between Cades and Sur, and sojourned in Gerara. 20:2. And he said of Sarah his wife, She is my sister. So Abimelech the king of Gerara sent, and took her. 20:3. And God came to Abimelech in a dream by night, and he said to him, Lo, thou shalt die for the woman that thou hast taken, for she hath a husband. 20:4. Now Abimelech had not touched her, and he said, Lord, wilt thou slay a nation that is ignorant and just? 20:5. Did not he say to me, She is my sister, and she say, He is my brother. In the simplicity of my heart, in cleanness of my hands have I done this. 20:6. And God said to him, And I know that thou didst it with a sincere heart, and therefore I withheld thee from sinning against me, and I suffered thee not to touch her. 20:7. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. But if thou wilt not restore her, know that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. 20:8. And Abimelech forthwith rising up in the night, called all his servants, and spoke all these words in their hearing, and all the men were exceedingly afraid. 20:9. And Abimelech called also for Abraham, and said to him, What hast thou done to us? What have we offended thee in, that thou hast brought upon me and upon my kingdom a great sin? Thou hast done to us what thou oughtest not to do. 20:10. And again he expostulated with him, and said, What sawest thou, that thou hast done this? 20:11. Abraham answered, I thought with myself, saying, Perhaps there is not the fear of God in this place, and they will kill me for the sake of my wife. 20:12. Howbeit, otherwise also she is truly my sister, the daughter of my father, and not the daughter of my mother, and I took her to wife. 20:13. And after God brought me out of my father's house, I said to her, Thou shalt do me this kindness. In every place, to which we shall come, thou shalt say that I am thy brother. 20:14. And Abimelech took sheep and oxen, and servants and handmaids, and gave to Abraham, and restored to him Sarah his wife. 20:15. And said, The land is before you, well wheresoever it shall please thee. 20:16. And to Sarah he said, Behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver, this shall serve thee for a covering of thy eyes to all that are with thee, and whithersoever thou shalt go, and remember thou ways taken. 20:17. And when Abraham prayed, God healed Abimelech and his wife, and his handmaids, and they bore children. 20:18. For the Lord had closed up every womb of the house of Abimelech, on account of Sarah, Abraham's wife.